You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping it up here today in Berea, where Johnny Manziel has been named the Cleveland Browns starting quarterback for the rest of the 2015 season. Let's go back to the phone lines right now, 216-578-0850. We've got Joe in Cleveland. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, can I not hear about Pierre Desir anymore and quit banging the table for him? Because I wouldn't even put that guy on my touch football team. I could do a stop and go on him all day.
Think you could?
Oh, I know I could, dude. I know you could.
Wow.
He's terrible.
Okay.
Terrible. That was pathetic. So quit banging the table for him, all right? And let's get some real quarterbacks in there. You don't go near Ray Farmer because he will sway you that guy's a good player.
I think at the end of his career, you'll look back and Pierre Desir will have been a solid starter in the National Football League. I really do believe that. I think you got to give him safety help, just like you got to give Charles Gaines safety help against Martavis Bryant, a vertical threat. You got to give some safety help to those guys. It just seems to be what I would do with it. And you've seen guys get beat. Joe Hayden got beat vertically by the Steelers last year. Nobody else on the team had played against Martavis Bryant, who seemed to have a field day with anybody they put in front of him, including Tremont Williams. However, nonetheless, you shouldn't bite on a stop and go at that juncture of the first half. That I will give you. Let's go to Riley in California. I want to see Joe in Cleveland run a stop and go on Pierre Desir. I wonder if he'd get off the line. I think people wouldn't think it's so easy to get off the line against NFL corners.
No.
And they probably wouldn't move very far. Anyway, go ahead.
Hello, guys. Thanks for having me on.
You got it.
So I'm from California. I was a big Manziel fan, watched him in college. Diehard Charger fan over here, and I've watched every single Cleveland Brown game so far since he's been drafted there. And my outlook on the Cleveland Browns is this year, their quarterback play has been above average.
It hasn't been the issue at all. I agree.
With McCown and Manziel, Barnage is playing exceptional. Benjamin's playing exceptional. The running game is absolutely atrocious.
Yep.
The Cleveland Browns have more penalty yards this season than rushing yards, which
is close.
Awful.
It's not quite true yet, but it's so close.
But it's close.
13 yards.
The point that you're making remains valid.
My bad, though. I thought that was right. Also, the defense is awful. And I just think moving forward, they have to give Johnny Manziel a chance to develop as a quarterback. If you look at his first five stats, they're comparable to Derek Carr, Teddy Bridgewater, all those guys, and he's improving greatly. And coming from San Diego, we have the same record and basically the same team, 2-7. And we have a top five quarterback in Phillip Rivers. And look at us. They just don't have a team around Rivers. They have no offensive line, no defense. So you guys need to stop talking about, not you guys, but they need to stop focusing about the quarterback and build around them as a team.
I appreciate the call, and Johnny Manziel will get the chance that you want him to get, and I think we all want him to get. That chance will come when he goes ahead and is now named the starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. What I would say to you is I don't know if that's the right word. The Browns have certainly tried to build a complete football team that wasn't dependent on the quarterback. Now, what's happened is the quarterback has played better than any and all expectations. The rest of the football team that was built to be around them have not come through in the same manner. That is what has been, I think, the toughest part for this football team.
Yeah, that caller actually sounded like a younger Nathan Zagura. He just reiterated the many points that you make time and time again.
He was.
Johnny Manziel.
See, California, man. We're smart out there in Cali. You're San Diego. You were in San Diego. I've been in San Diego. Let's go to Chip, who's in Youngstown. What's up, Chip?
Guys.
Yeah, Chip.
You guys are the only show on this channel that I respect and knowledge.
Well, thank you.
And I learn stuff from you guys.
Thank you.
But if you watch that same game I did, I don't care if he threw for 480 yards. He got what Pittsburgh wanted him to have. Just if you see him in the pocket and you see Josh in the pocket and you don't see anything different, that to me, I don't know.
I think there is a difference. I think there's a massive difference between the two of them. And one guy's been in the league, for more than half of Johnny Manziel's time on this planet. And Johnny's got to learn. But what I'm saying is what I saw was progress. And what I want to see is, can that progress continue? You can't say whether or not you felt that he did. And if you listen to the comments from the Steelers defenders, they actually showed him a lot of respect and were very impressed with what he did from the pocket as well as what he did from out of the pocket. But part of being a quarterback in the league is taking what the defense gives you until you have the opportunity to hit your big plays, and then you hit those. I thought he showed progress, and I thought he showed the opportunity. He earned the opportunity to see if he can maintain that progress, and I think that's what's going to happen. Eric in Detroit, welcome to the show.
I'm going to make a comment real quick, and then I'll get to Johnny Manziel. But I'm a firm believer the Cleveland Browns are not that bad. I truly believe that with leadership, this team could compete. I don't think there's that big of a gap between a fourth rounder out of wherever and a fifth rounder out of wherever again on the other team, and vice versa. I think that our leadership is just it's just inept and pathetic, and I don't think it's Jimmy Haslam. I don't think it's not Jimmy's fault. He brought in a couple guys who he had to take a chance on because no one wanted to come here. Here's a perfect example. I don't have to go through the four blown first rounders, the suspension of our general manager, the complete embarrassment that they are. But just look at Tennant and look at Farmer. And I want you to think Farmer and think about this for a second, Nate. Nate, you and I have a couple mutual friends from the McKinsey office in Cleveland. I always use them as a benchmark in business when I'm working because I think to myself, you know, who are people who I would want to report to of my friends? And it's those individuals that I just mentioned. And you know what the number one thing they all have in common is? In that company in general, they're great speakers. I watched Farmer's press conference when he was sweating bullets. It looked like the guy was about to go to the electric chair. I wouldn't let him lead me. Same with Pettit. No one wants to be around Pettit on the sidelines. He's always by himself. You can say what you want, but they're not cut out to be leaders. And I don't think that's Haslam's fault. He had to take a chance on guys at a place where no one wanted to go, football Siberia. But the Manziel thing is this. Ted said today he gives us the best chance to win, which is a complete 180 from where he's been the entire season.
Well, he said today that the difference was negligible between the two of them.
Okay. Well, here's just my insight into that. Ted never liked Manziel. He never wanted Manziel on the team. Now, that's my opinion. This is a call-in show. I'm allowed to say that. So I believe he never wanted him on the team. I believe that was 40% of our problem. There was a lot of turmoil in the locker room for whatever reason. The beginning of last year, what happened, we went on a nice little run. We had a decent record going into the back half of the year. It was a new regime in there that the players believed. I think they just kind of figured it out. We ran five off to finish last year. We started with this debacle.
All right, I guess we had to go there. I want to just address some points real quickly. I also, the faith that I have in this organization, and people may laugh at this, is I believe Jimmy Haslam is a smart person, and I think when you look at owners who transitioned that were good businessmen into the NFL, it sometimes gives them a little bit of a learning curve to learn the way the football business works. I believe he will get that right, and I believe that is why the Browns will have a winner over time here. As for Johnny Manziel, I can tell you, and I am 100% accurate when I say this, that Mike Pettine was as on board with Johnny Manziel as everybody else was here. That was a group decision made by Ray Farmer, Mike Pettine, and the football people. He was the number one quarterback on the Browns board in 2014. That is just an absolute fact. Got to thank Johnny Manziel for taking time out after being named the starter to be with us here, and thank our PR staff for getting him for us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Got to thank Mo Pedman for the moral support and the beautiful teal. And, of course, we got to thank our producer, Dave DiNatale, Matt Wilhelm. I am Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.